A Russian opposition activist and prominent Kremlin critic has been sentenced to 25 years in prison by a court in Moscow. Vladimir Kara-Murza was convicted of treason and denigrating the military. He was arrested a year ago after he denounced Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Kara-Murza called Putin's government a dictatorship, and he says he has survived two poisonings, which he blamed on the Kremlin. Well, Alexander Solovyov is a Russian opposition politician himself. He joins us from Limassol in Cyprus. Your reaction to this sentencing, 25 years in prison?
Well, first of all, of course, that is absolutely a Stalin-like term. So, I mean, recently, the authorities used to sentence opposition figures for like 5-7 years, which is already a lot. I mean, despite the stereotype that 5 years is like something okay, it is not. But now this new kind of repressions are starting. I'm afraid that the usage of the state treason article is going to get higher and higher. And of course, Vladimir Kara-Murza got this sentence just because he's been fighting corruption since, I don't know, since the very beginning of Putin's era. And he, mostly because he's one of the authors and one of the main figures to push and to lobby the Magnitsky Act, the first act of personal sanctions imposed on Russian authorities, involved directly involved in killing Sergei Magnitsky, the lawyer who investigated enormous frauds and corruption within the Russian system, and who was later killed in prison for that.
Okay, Mr. Solovyov, you're saying, you're explaining to us that even by Russian standards, a 25-year prison sentence is a very heavy sentence. Why do you think that is? What lessons should we be learning from that?
Well, first of all, that's just an attempt of sending signal to the rest of the opposition figures to leave Russia immediately. They didn't do that by now. That if somebody stays, they will face the same consequences.
Is it still possible to criticize the president or the war in Ukraine in Russia?
Well, it's just the reason for initiating this criminal case was the fact that Vladimir was criticizing the war. He was strictly opposing the war in Ukraine. But then when the criminal case has already been initiated, they just added and added and added more episodes. So they basically don't care whom do you criticize, president or war or corruption. It's just if they start suppressing you, they will probably not stop. They won't stop continuing.
Are there still voices of dissent within Russia?
Yeah, there are still a few, but they have to be extremely cautious. Most of them are already either under house arrest or under pretrial restriction, or already in prison. So I mean, most of us has already either left or in prison back in Russia. So those few who are still left, they could be put into jail for saying literally anything.
So, for instance, you're an opposition politician. You're in Cyprus, as we said in the introduction. Do you feel it would be possible for you to go back to Russia?
Well, I hope so, but I'm not sure that that would immediately be possible when I do not know when Vladimir Putin dies. Being realistic, I should admit that even when Vladimir Putin dies, the system will probably have the period of a year or two, this turbulence years, this the most dangerous period. I'm absolutely sure that all of us would sooner or later be possible to come back, but I don't think it's going to be it's going to be easy.
Alexander Solovyov, thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thank you.